You're back with us at goldseek.com radio. Today's featured guest, Bill Murphy from GATA.org.
It's a pleasure to welcome Bill Murphy at the head of GATA.org with Chris Powell, working on behalf of all precious metals investors. Welcome back.
Thanks for asking me, Chris.
A couple of weeks ago, it looked as though the death knell of this astounding 2016 rally in the precious metals finally had occurred. And then within just a matter of days, you know, silver blasted up briefly over $20 an ounce out of nowhere. Fascinating battle going on, waged here between the bulls and the bears.
Well, yes, it is. It's fascinating in a way. My big thing all year has been that silver's in play with some big money taking on the J.P. Morgan crowd, and all was looking pretty good there at around 2050 after we broke through 1850, and J.P. Morgan got together with the gang and taking the open interest to all-time high ground by an enormous margin up to nearly 225,000 contracts, and they needed to get some of these specs out of there, at least the smaller weak ones, and to make things short. I mean, that's what they did. They gradually took it down. And then on a Sunday night massacre, they took the silver down 60 cents to about 1850 in a matter of seconds. And that turned out to be the bottom of the market, just as ridiculous silver fixed the beginning of the year, which was a total fluke, down 60 cents, just about the same number marked the bottom of the market. And it's been overdone, so now we're getting ready to move again.
It looks that way, and I'm starting to read within the blogosphere some of the top traders are anticipating now, bracing for $24 to $26 silver. They just seem to think that is the technicals are pointing towards that area. At any rate, I'd like to move on, though. You know, Deutsche Bank refused to return a sizable gold position in bullion. Really offered virtually no solid explanation, I think you'd agree. I mean, the fine print in the prospectus seems to indicate, according to Kuz Jensen and others, that gold must be returned on demand.
Yeah, Chris. I mean, nothing means anything except what the gold cartel can get away with. We had some issues with ABN AMRO years ago. Now this issue, which is sort of a blatant physical supply problem, otherwise why would they go through with it? One thing after another. It's good news in the sense that we're reaching a tipping point in which this gold cartel is going to reach a tipping point, which they can't get away with what they're doing because of physical supply problems, just like you're saying now. So when I say nothing matters, it doesn't now, but it's leading to a point when it's all going to add up and it's going to change the market forever, and it's just a matter of time here, and it'll be when they get overpowered, and I think, as I mentioned, that tipping point is not too far off.
There are certainly fingerprints and footprints, signs of that in the markets, so we certainly hope you're right. Moving on to another interesting story making the headlines. This from Sydney, Australia. The Australian Financial Review reported that Resolute Mining shareholders will have the option of collecting dividend payments in gold bullion and instead of getting worthless paper bills from your gold stock.
Well, it's creative and it makes a whole lot of sense and good for them. That's all I can say. I mean, that's wish more companies were like that and thought more in that way and to just think about the psychology of it all and, you know, what their product is all about. There's too many people in the gold and silver industry that really don't want to deal with any of the issues, certainly none of the issues that GATA wants to bring up about what's really going on. And gosh, we started way back when with Barrick Gold, you know, when they would hedge at the bottom of the market to keep the price down that was, you know, that stood out. But since then, you know, not too many of the gold silver companies have stood out and spoken up about their product. And this is a good change of pace.
Fund manager Dr. Stephen Lieb, a regular on this show and a friend of this show. The International Monetary Fund is reorganizing its special drawing rights with regard to the yuan and gold, which might lead, if I understand this correctly, to a huge increase in gold stockpiles in China's banks. And you know, they already have the largest gold reserves, China's top banks. Are they doing it in anticipation of a new reserve currency, the yuan? Are they holding it simply to satisfy the IMF or the People's Bank of China? Why are they doing this? Well, Dr. Stephen Lieb seems to think that alone could be enough to send this market, this tiny market for gold and silver, into the stratosphere.
Well, Steve's a very smart guy, and I know that Jim Rickards, who spoke at our London conference in 2011, is making a big deal about this coming into play at the end of the month. It certainly is going to be very constructive. The Chinese have been secretly buying more gold for 15 years, more than people know, and we really don't know how much they have, but it can only be constructive. How much? Again, I go back to some of these items that I've never seen anything make a difference in 15 or 18 years that people thought about in advance. I would love to be pleasantly surprised. The only one that was really sensational was one that went the other way. and that was Brexit. And look what the market did when they got a surprise on that one. So the gold cartels knows what's coming, and they're going to prepare for it. So we'll see. Maybe they're going to get overpowered, and I'm certainly rooting for it. We'll just have to see how it plays out.
Certainly looks like the force majeure on their operations could occur, you know, market-wise any day. 5 years from now, it might be 5 minutes from now. But I'm going to just play the trends for now, and the trend looks very solid for this sector. Your technical view is always appreciated here on the show.
Well, you touched on it earlier, Chris, that, you know, that silver is potentially just so explosive. We think that they've gone, at least I do, gone way beyond the pale in the sense of keeping this price at artificially low levels. And, you know, when we got to 18 and then through 1850, we exploded up to 21. And 21 is the real key. And that's the last major resistance. And then, as you said, it ought to really start acting explosive from there on in. And then you get through that 25 area and, you know, up to 30. And then there's nothing, as you mentioned earlier, to 50. As far as gold goes, I mean, it's been struggling ever since it managed to get up to that 1375, 1380 area. And at some point, it's just liable to just take off from there. And we keep in there, you know, waiting. And I think the most important thing that I can bring to the table is to have people understand how they are, gold and silver are at such artificially low prices. They've been put there by the gold cartel, and it's only a matter of time before the whole thing blows up.
Even if we didn't have the winds in the sails, we would still want to have a huge component of precious metals in any solid portfolio. But I think overweighting a portfolio is now a no-brainer. Look at all this topicality that's hitting the headlines. Eventually, there's got to be some type of fundamental resolution to the imbalances in this market. All right, as we wrap up here, Bill Murphy, please tell people more about the interesting things going on at La Metropole Cafe.
Well, for what I do, my daily column about gold, silver, and the markets, and they can go to LaMetropoleCafe.com and sign up for a 2-week free trial if they like. And my colleague Chris Powell does a great job at www.god.org, and he puts out stuff all the time and is always seeing doing yeoman work to foster God's case and put it in front of the press, which tend to not pay much attention, but God bless him. He makes such a great effort.
Thank you, Bill Murphy.
Thanks, Chris. Anytime. Bye-bye.
The gold and silver mining sector is red hot. Every investment portfolio needs precious metal shares. GoldSeek.com's top stock analysts have done it again, identifying the next solid gold nugget opportunity, Brazil Resources. Based in the 8th largest economy with a mining-friendly reputation, almost 10 million ounces of gold reserves, industry insiders are accumulating shares of Brazil Resources. The notable management team includes Chairman Amir Adnani, a rising star in the mining industry with a reputation for moving projects rapidly into production. Fortune magazine lists Chairman Adnani in the prestigious list of 40 under 40 ones to watch. Plus, shareholders benefit from the insights and backing of enigmatic Brazilian billionaire Mario Garneiro, CEO of Brazil Invest Group, the nation's foremost merchant and investment bank, and founding director. Their São Jorge project is 100% owned with paved highway access, a nearby workforce, and a hydroelectric power source near the major gold deposits. Their next top project includes 3 deposits identified by major gold producers, plus their Ria project, which is a joint venture with Areva, benefits from a $10 million treasure map in the hottest address for uranium production in Canada. But the story gets even more exciting with their Whistler project, offering geographic diversification in South Central Alaska. To find out more about this unique opportunity, please direct your web browsers to BrazilResources.com. At Yahoo Finance, ticker symbol BRI.V. Remember, to ride the exciting gold stock run of 2016 and beyond, your portfolio will thank you for adding shares of Brazil Resources.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice. We'll be right back.